The years after Elizabeth, page 88. James I, the first Stuart king. In 1603, Elizabeth died childless, and the English throne went to the son of Mary Stuart, James VI of Scotland, who became James I of England. The first Stuart king, he was also the first to unite the whole of the British Isles into one kingdom. Less politically astute than Elizabeth, he believed in the divine right of kings, a doctrine that dated back to the ancient times when many rulers believed that they were descended from gods, and therefore had absolute power as God's representative on earth. He summoned Parliament only to ask for money. This alienated a powerful Protestant minority who became opposed to the monarchy. However, his reign saw the end of the war with Spain and the continued growth of the empire initiated by Elizabeth. The Gunpowder Plot. As during the reign of Elizabeth, religion was an important issue for the new reign. In 1605, an attempt was made on the king's life and on Parliament by some radical Catholics in what became known as the Gunpowder Plot, because the conspirators, who included Guy Fawkes, attempted to blow up Parliament using gunpowder. However, the plot was stopped, and Fawkes was imprisoned in the Tower of London and then executed with other conspirators. The discovery of this plot is still celebrated in England on November the 5th each year. The Pilgrim Fathers. As both Catholics and Puritans were forbidden to practice their religion, many Puritans left England for Holland, where Puritanism was accepted. Puritans had a high sense of morality and duty, and they disapproved of the moral decline they thought England was falling into. On the 16th of September 1620, a group of Puritans, later known as the Pilgrim Fathers, left from Plymouth with their families, aboard the Mayflower, and in November they reached Cape Cod across the Atlantic. They named their landfall Plymouth Rock. The Pilgrim Fathers established a colony with its own government and were among the pioneers of the subsequent colonization of North America.